Now time for locker room chat with Oskaloosa girls and basketball coach Lindsay Newell after a pair of games from this past week. And actually just one game. It was a game versus Morehill Mountain. You guys unfortunately unable to get the win. 59-40 was the final score. Coach, your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, we kind of came out a little slow, I would say. They looked a little nervous. I think they really just wanted to have a big win. And, you know, unforced turnovers really kind of did us bad on that one coming out of the get-go.
And, Coach, offensively, what were some things that Morehill Mount was able to do right, and defensively you were unable to counteract?
Yeah, they went out and they were on fire on the three-point line, and we just couldn't shut them down. They had a good inside-outside game, and they just hit the shots. They had a lot of threes, so we couldn't defend it.
And, Coach, you guys' offense, you guys put up 40 points, which is pretty good for you guys. What were some things that were working right for you guys in terms of getting the ball into the hoop?
Yeah, we actually, coming out, we had a good second half. They kind of settled in a little bit, didn't force their shots. Things that we've been working on in practice, doing the little things, of squaring up and, working the ball around to get, more open looks. We did a lot of good things, driving to the basket. We got on the foul line, but we couldn't put them in. I saw a lot of improvement from our underclassmen taking the initiative and kind of stepping up a little bit for us, which I was excited about.
And, Coach, now you guys have back-to-back road games on back-to-back days, starting on Thursday with Pleasant Ridge. Your thoughts on what you guys are going to have to do to shut down the Rams?
You know what? I think the girls from tonight, they understand that, we're kind of kicking ourselves in the butt with our turnovers because Morehill had, 28 points off our turnovers. So if we can just kind of get that under control, I think we can make it a pretty good game.
Yeah, Coach, in terms of trying to get both sides of the ball going on both ways, because, like we mentioned, you guys had a good day offensively, but defensively unable to get some stops. How are you guys trying to get things going right on both sides of the basketball?
Both sides of basketball, I think our shooting will come. I think our defense, we just need to know what players that are going to do the most damage with us, and hopefully we can, get some double teams going on, and, we just have to have a complete game on both sides of the end, and then we keep talking about it. We see improvement each game. They know what they need to do, and hopefully they can come out focused today at practice and have a two-good game run.
And, Coach, this is a brutal stretch for you guys. As mentioned, back-to-back games, both road games, and looking at the schedule even further, your next five games are all on the road, and you guys are trying to finish strong. How difficult will it be to try to take this one game at a time?
That's kind of been our philosophy all year, is just, one practice, one game, staying focused on the things that we were talking about in practice and just improving on each one. And, little steps here, we're seeing it, and they know that we have a full game that we know that we're going to play here. We're just keeping their spirits alive. Their spirits are still in good hands. I think they just really want to get that win and kind of make those improvements little by little.
All right, but Coach, best of luck in this little stretch here. Three games will be in the book next time we talk next week. And best of luck, and thanks for dropping by today.
All right, thank you.
That was Oskaloosa girls head basketball coach Lindsay Newell here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Taylor Assurance and the Burnett Family Funeral Home. Keep it tuned right here as we have Oskaloosa boys head basketball coach Jeremy Rockhold on the show coming up next.